Hey, this is Kent here at MindChange, and we will be having a Q&R episode coming up soon. We'd love to respond to your questions in this audience-driven episode, so please send them to podcast@mindchange.com. When you send in your questions, please attach an audio recording of it, stating your name, where you are from, and then clearly asking your question for us. Please also transcribe your question in written form on the email when you send it in. We look forward to hearing from you.
A hernia forms when aggression can't be expressed, desire cannot be acted on, escape feels forbidden, boundaries feel dangerous. So metaphysically, the abdominal wall exists to hold the inner world in place. So what's happening? It's that it finally got to the point where what was inside is saying, I want out. What we've been carrying is too heavy. And because you're not listening or don't know how to listen to what the body's saying, it has to metaphorically represent this to you. Welcome back to the Mind Change Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McKean. Before we get started, please take a moment to like, subscribe, download. We would hate for you to miss any of these amazing episodes. Today, we are talking about hernias. Whether inguinal, umbilical, abdominal, or hiatal, they all really are described as a weakening of or a rupture in the muscle or connective tissue that allows internal structures to push through where they no longer feel contained. This is another one of those topics that I am intimately aware of, having done multiple hernias myself in the past. Emotionally and symbolically, a hernia tells a specific story. Something inside you has been under pressure for far too long, and it wants out. At its core, a hernia reflects the conflict between wanting to escape, but feeling obligated to stay. So it's not like an impulsive stress. It's more like a contained stress, pressure that has been held, swallowed, managed, or endured until the body can no longer hold it together. So the subconscious message is, I want out, but I'm not allowed. Or if I express my needs, I will be rejected. If I ask for help, I will lose love. So instead of saying no, the body ruptures. So let's look at this through a client story, a client we will call Lena. Lena had always been independent. She didn't need much help. She didn't ask for help. She handled things herself. What she didn't realize was that independence had become her armor. Growing up, love in her home felt heavy, strained, conditional, and often resentful. So when forms of affection were offered, it seemed to come with expectations, right? Strings attached. When she needed comfort, she felt like she was a burden. So as an adult, Lena learned to keep people at arm's length. She wanted connection, but feared what kinds of strings would be attached, what would be expected of her from the person that she connected with. So love, relationship often felt intrusive. Care, even if it was genuine care, felt controlling. Eventually, when she developed an abdominal hernia, it happened during a period where she desperately wanted to leave a situation that she was feeling trapped in. For her, it was a work environment. But guilt, fear, and obligation kept her stuck. So her body did what her voice didn't feel like it had the permission to do. It pushed outwards. So some of the common emotional drivers for hernias are reflected in patterns like a fear of expressing boundaries or a fear of rejection, abandonment, or punishment. And then a pattern of pushing people away to avoid being hurt. Sometimes it can be suppressed anger and resentment toward the way that your life has been or situations that you've had to endure. And frequently there's guilt
for wanting something different. There's often a feeling of being trapped because of obligations or roles. Now, these are obligations and roles that the individual got themselves into. But then once they were in them, they felt trapped, felt like it was too much. And they would feel like they were trying too hard to live up to other people's expectations. Now, it can be sometimes that other people, what you attract in is people with high unrealistic expectations, but also pretty frequently, it's perceived expectations. You perceive that people have these high unrealistic expectations, but really it's just you doing it and projecting that out on other people. There's a pattern sometimes of over-control as a survival strategy. So to survive, you need to make sure your environment is controlled by you, which I think as much as we try, we know that that's not possible. There can also be deep self-punishment for feeling weak or needy, for not being able to do it all on your own. So that hernia is the result of too much containment, trying to hold back so many of these harmful, hurtful patterns and programs. So some of the childhood drivers that set the stage for hernia later in life, again, we talked about love felt conditional, strained, or emotionally expensive. You may have felt rejected or pushed away by a parent. Affection or the way that someone loved you felt demanding, uncomfortable, overwhelming, or even unsafe. You were punished or criticized for expressing needs, and you were manipulated into compliance or obedience. And of course, that manipulation can take many forms. It can be in the form of, if you don't comply or get in line, then the little bit of love that you do receive will be taken away. Or it could be through fear or punishment. But regardless, your compliance or obedience was the primary objective in your childhood. So another really common driver is that you learn to please others, to avoid abandonment or rejection, or that you were blamed for things that weren't yours. So you felt like a burden, especially emotionally, but it could also be financially or physically. For many, one of the underlying things is that love becomes associated with stress rather than safety. To get a little more specific, umbilical hernias often relate to early bonding and attachment traumas. So they may reflect a difficult or abrupt arrival into the world, or emotional rejection from the mother, sometimes postnatal depression, or just emotional absence, feeling unsupported, unwanted, unwelcome, or early separation from caregivers. So the body kind of represents or is holding on to the belief that I came into the world without support. Adult manifestations of this are, so some of the things that we may be feeling or noticing before the hernia becomes the message is difficulty asking for help, or that hyper independence paired with a deep desire to actually want connection and want someone who's meeting their needs. It can be a fear of intimacy and dependency, pushing other people away before they can leave you, and then staying in situations that feel unbearable. And like we talked about, a lot of guilt, self-condemnation, feeling like life is too heavy, or you just get into so much over-efforting, so much overcompensating that eventually something collapses. So the hernia is that expression, that physical expression of we can't hold this in anymore. Hernias often appear or worsen when you're feeling forced to stay in an unpleasant situation. You want to leave, but you feel morally or emotionally trapped. You're over-serving, overworking, overgiving, overloving, and you often feel controlled by others' expectations. And a really strong guilt or association with guilt for if you ever do prioritize yourself or your needs. there's a lot of suppressed anger for trying to maintain peace with all of those people around you. And that belief that you must endure or survive or put up with anything that is in your environment to be worthy. So metaphysically, the abdominal wall exists to hold the inner world in place. So a hernia forms when aggression can't be expressed, desire cannot be acted on, escape feels forbidden, boundaries feel dangerous. A hernia also often says, I need support. So ironically and metaphorically, if you've had hernia surgery, as I have, often you're put into a binder afterwards to support you. So there's that is a way of, and I know it sounds crazy, but this is the way the subconscious mind works. Like that kind of support, this external support gets assimilated as, okay, I'm getting some support. Of course, that's not the kind of support that we really, really need, but that becomes the symbolism of it. Now, sometimes people get the hernias when there is some sort of lifting or extra effort, and they want to make it that is, I lifted something too heavy or I did this certain thing. But there's plenty of other people who lift the heavy thing, or you've lifted that heavy thing before and didn't get a hernia. So what's happening? It's that it finally got to the point where what was inside is saying, I want out, or what we've been carrying is too heavy. And because you're not listening, it has to, or don't know how to listen to what the body's saying, it has to metaphorically represent this to you. So you lift something, it's too heavy, the body does a hernia, and it's not that the thing shouldn't have been lifted, it's that you've already been carrying too much to try to carry something else. That idea of, you know, you're living for others or living for everybody else, but not yourself. So it's not that there was a weakness, it was the pressure seeking release somewhere. So some, you know, those beliefs, I'm undeserving of life being easy. I could be punished if I want things for myself, want freedom, and also ashamed of needing support. And so it's a lot of those different things that kind of underlie that. Healing a hernia from a mind change perspective, of course, begins with permission. So questions like, where do I want out, but I feel like I can't leave? What boundary am I terrified to express? Who taught me that love requires endurance? What would happen if I did ask for help? Whose expectations am I still living under? So we need to process the guilt tied to self-choice, release the fears of rejection and abandonment, reclaim the right to say no, separate love from obligation, and teach the nervous system that support is safe. So the hernia is not a failure of strength. It's a call for relief. The hernia forms when the body is doing what the voice cannot. So pressure's allowed to release emotionally. The body feels like it needs to rupture to be heard. All right. Thanks again for joining us on the Mind Change Podcast. If you are ready to explore this work more deeply, please book a discovery call with one of our founders. If you're ready to jump right in, we have those online courses. They include sessions with a trained practitioner to help you jumpstart your journey. And remember, we want to reach anybody else that might have also been carrying too much for too long. So if this episode resonated with you, please share it with somebody else. And then like, subscribe, and download so that we can continue to reach as many people as possible. All right, that's it for today. Thanks for joining us on the Mind Change Podcast, where we are changing the world one mind at a time.